As the all clear has been given for residents from Rabaka to Oya to return home by Monday, head of the Lasso Frere monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson, has urged the residents to ensure that their properties and surroundings are as clean as possible.
From what I've seen working in the area, there are people already back. I think what most people do is a sensible thing is to clean up, make sure your property, your space is free of all the debris and all the ash that's about, if there is still ash about, and really make it more habitable than it would have been before. You'll then have to start a check for any kind of minor damage. One of the things that we've seen, and people have said, is that even though your roof might not have caved in, what the ash does, if it sticks around for a little while, especially if it's not clear, because this, the fact that it's slightly acidic, it causes some corrosion in the roofs, so people tend to find that there are little leaks that develop in the roof after a while. You need to check for things like that. I think Vinlec and people like that will be checking for power to make sure your electricity is not compromised, so that you could get the connection again whenever the power comes back. But it's really more a matter of making this space habitable, have it cleaned up and fixed up in a way that you could live comfortably.
Professor Robertson has also advised the residents not to resettle anywhere near rivers and streams.
I would seriously recommend if you're living anywhere in or close to a river valley that you don't, you find another place to go, because the land is going to come down. But that's most of it. I think people are already doing it, and it's a sensible thing to do in terms of making the space more habitable to live in. So prepare for the effects that you've seen from the past, what the Laha does, and you know, hunker down and hope that it doesn't do any more damage than it's done before.
And the team leader said that they had an opportunity to visit the crater as they continue to monitor the activity at Lasso Frere volcano.
Visibility was not fantastic, but seeing the volcano sort of with your own eyes is much different than seeing it on video or on pictures. So that was very useful to see the conditions of the trail, to see the conditions at the summit. And I think it reinforces, if anything, our recommendation to people that it's not a good place to visit right now.
Head of the Lasso Frere monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I'm Yolande Richards with today's Lasso Frere volcano update.